Now, tomorrow on Weekend Arts, I'll be speaking with Brian Ritchie about the Monofoma Festival that he curates in Hobart. Another independent music and arts festival on offer in January is Sugar Mountain, and this one happens in Melbourne. Sugar Mountain bills itself as forward-thinking when it comes to creativity, and so it's appropriate that Chris Moyes is appearing, as he is not your usual maker of music videos, though that's what he wins awards for all over the world. Welcome to Weekend Arts, Chris.
Thanks, Sarah. It's a pleasure to be here.
So you're appearing live on stage at Sugar Mountain. What exactly does a video artist do live on stage at a music festival?
Well, that's not necessarily what is happening.
can you reveal what is happening?
Well, this performance is born out of a collaboration between myself and Kieran J. Callanan, who's a very respected Sydney musician,
mm-hmm.
and we did a music video earlier on in the year, which just recently won Music Video of the Year for Triple J.
Exactly. This is Way to War.
Way to War, mm-hmm. That's right. And I think it's up for a Smack Award as well, which is also cool. And Sugar Mountain, I think, you know, just on the way that it's resonated, you know, Sugar Mountain approached both of us to do something. I guess they had both of us in mind to do something which
right.
was potentially an extension of that collaborative piece that we did. So over the last few days, Kieran and I have been in conversation about what it is that this could be.
Right.
Following our performance is also a collaboration between Forces and a friend of mine, Anthony Hamilton, who's a choreographer, very well-known choreographer.
Yeah, we had him on the
Melbourne.
Show earlier this year, I think. Yeah.
Awesome. Mm. Yeah. Yeah. So it's going to be a really nice double bill block of time within the festival, I think. We've got the upstairs cinema in the Forum, which is 500 capacity cinema screen, and there's a stage just in front.
Right.
So, both of our pieces are going to be very, very different but equally interesting.
And so have you done, I mean, you've had a varied career. I mean, it's centred around music videos, I guess, but there've been short films. You've done commercial work as well. You've got a background
mm-hmm.
in fine arts. Have you
That's
done
right.
something like this before in terms of collaborating with an artist for a live event?
No.
How does it feel?
That I've done before. it's exciting because the thing that motivates me to do what I do is to, you know, have a good idea and find a format for it to exist. And I never really wanted to just do one, like, you know, slot my ideas into one category.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think just by having that thought, you know, I think that the universe is somehow picking up on it.
It's I wonder, one of the differences between doing something live and doing something on film is control, I guess. You know, you get to really be master of your domain when you've got a 3.5 minute video clip. But when you're doing something live with someone else, it must introduce an element of unpredictability.
Well, it's interesting that that's the way you perceive it. 'Cause sometimes, you know, with making a film, you know, making any time-based, project, a lot of planning is involved.
Mm.
And the reason is because there are various departments, you know, things need to be communicated to various heads of departments to ensure that the vision ultimately doesn't get diluted through any of the stages of the process. The thing that really excites me about what I do is I try and make sure that there is an element of spontaneity on shoot.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there are planned, like, elements, but there's also an element for chaos, which we reserve, you know, to then basically, find in the edit.
Right.
Because the editing process is, you know, more or less like navigating through a forest with a machete, you know? Because you've got all this content, you know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
you've got all this stuff that you shot, and then, you know, I'm mentoring 5 young filmmakers at the moment for this, like, special project. And one of the things that they're discovering about the process, because they're relatively new to it, is that you don't necessarily end up with the same result that you started, mm-hmm. you know, that your beginning intention was. So for that reason, you know, the post-production process is really, really exciting, you
right.
know. And you should try and factor that in when you're shooting anything.
So how, give us a sense of some of the process. I mean, in terms of the video for Way to War, which, as you say, has just won this Triple J award, and we've got a link to it at the Weekend Arts website, it's a really visually intense, kind of rich piece of work. It's very fast-moving, lots of intercuts, lots of sort of staggered shots, I guess. I mean, you can probably explain it better than I can. But how did that work time-wise? I mean, how much of that, what ratio was filming and what ratio is post-production for a piece like that?
Well, generally, I try and give myself a month from the conception of an idea to the delivery of the final piece.
That's shorter than I would have thought. You must work yourself hard there.
That's pretty standard music video. Yeah, for music videos, just because, like, increasingly nowadays, there's less and less money involved in the music industry, and you know. You have to pay bills.
Mm.
But having said that, I did just come back from a 3-month sojourn to New York where I worked entirely on one music video.
Wow.
And that was for Grizzly Bear.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, like a band of that caliber, there's a bit more money involved and you can afford to spend more time, you know, solely concentrating on a project when there's enough money.
Mm.
But with, you know, with Kieran in that instance, you know, he's an independent artist. I actually sought him out. It was pretty much a 5-year process of, you know, just sort of saying in my head, you know, like I really want to work with a really talented, uncompromising Australian artist. Who could I find?
Right.
You know, unless I had a time machine and I could step back into the 80s and work with, like, Nick Cave.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Uh-huh.
So I found, you know, Kieran, you know, to be someone that I was really inspired by. And it was just like a slow process
and
of
someone
I wanted it to be an organic, like, meeting.
Okay.
And that happened at a party. And then it was just like, you know, I'd really like to do something together.
And he was prepared to wear black leather underpants on film, which not everyone would be, I imagine, Chris.
That was his idea. He was in control of the styling. It actually started off with a brown trench coat and the underpants, kind of like Prince.
Okay.
And I was like, I think we should just lose the trench coat.
You've got such a striking array of visual stuff happening with the different artists you've worked with. But one clip that a lot of people may have seen is your clip for Sia, the Australian musician song Buttons. And it's, you know, it's been watched hugely on YouTube. And in it, you know, you've distorted her face with pegs, with netting, sticky tape, condoms. It's all about ugliness in a way, which is such counter to what music videos, particularly for women artists, are usually about.
Well, the idea for that, when I came up with that concept, it was originally for Beth Ditto from Gossip.
Right.
And I was shacking at Sia's place in her spare room in LA when I was putting that treatment together. And she was just like kind of a bit curious as why I was laughing at my computer screen. Like, and she came over and she saw like a photo I was looking at of a man's genitals strapped up, kind of like a roast lamb.
And that was your visual pitch for her music
that was,
video.
That was my visual reference, yeah. And she was like, what are you going to do with this? And I was like, well, it would be amazing to, you know, confine, like, you know, to make an anti-pop music video, essentially, by making the lead artist so ugly that it becomes kind of like beautiful in a way.
And it does really. We have to go to news. I'm sorry, Chris, but we've got a link to that on the Weekend Arts page at Radio National Online. And you can go and see Chris Moyes on stage at the Sugar Mountain Festival with Kieran J. Callanan on January 19th. More Weekend Arts after the news.